is Jim Speary. It's March 26, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with another New Mexico National Guardsman. Sir, please tell me your name.
Sergeant Danny Chavez.
And may I call you Danny?
Sure.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 38.
And how long have you been in the Guard?
For about 5 years now.
And were you prior service before that?
Yes, I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps.
In the Marine Corps. Okay, so this isn't your first rodeo either.
It's my first deployment.
Okay.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about you. Do you do this full time in the Guard, or do you have a civilian job?
I have a civilian job. I work as in law enforcement. I've been in law enforcement for 15 years.
Are you a police officer?
Yes.
In Rio Rancho?
No, with Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office.
Okay. Gotcha. So you go from one war zone to another war zone, basically.
Absolutely.
And during your time, have you been all the places or just here at Dwyer?
I've been here at Dwyer, in Eddy, and in Payne.
And of those places, which of those three places made the most impact on you?
Definitely Edinburgh.
Tell me, and the listeners, why Edinburgh is so profound to you.
Edinburgh is where you really feel the most, you really feel like you're doing the most good for our troops that are out here. Most of the missions that you run on out there are for our own soldiers and Marines out there. And so as a flight medic, I tend to feel like that's my calling, to be out there and actually bringing our own people out of the battle zone whenever they get injured.
Have you always been involved in the life-saving aspect in your career? What did you do in the Marine Corps?
In the Marine Corps, I was reconnaissance. I was a young Marine back then, and all I really wanted to do was just get into the fight. You know, it was around the time of Desert Storm, and so my whole idea of being in the military was I really wanted to be put in the thickest part of the war zone, you know, and go out there and do battle. Now, my whole aspect has kind of changed. Now, I want to be out there to help those Marines and soldiers that are actually out there doing the patrols and doing the, you know, out there on the ground, you know, and I don't know, I just have a completely different perception of what I want to be doing in the military now.
Would it be fair to say that the job that you performed in Eddy was very extremely rewarding?
Absolutely. That is where you feel the most like you're making the biggest impact in this war. I do enjoy the fact that we are out here to help the local nationals, and I've done a lot of missions with kids where I have felt a very rewarding feeling for helping out the children out here. But it doesn't even come close to compare to pulling an injured Marine off the battlefield and having a part in saving his life or making sure that he gets to a higher care quickly.
The name of the project that I'm working on is called 10 Years Later. I'd like to ask you if you remember where you were 10 years ago, which would have been about March of 2002, which was 6 months or so after 9/11. Do you remember what you were doing 10 years ago?
Absolutely. Like I said, I've been in law enforcement for about 15 years. So right around 2002, I was a detective with the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department. And at that time in my life, I had no inkling of even being in the military. I had gotten out of the Marine Corps in 97. I had an 11-year break of service. I never thought I would be back in the military. It wasn't until much later that I actually wanted to try something new. I had never been in medicine before, so I wanted to be a flight medic. I came back in. Initially, I was horrified of even thinking about getting deployed. But since that time, everything has changed. I've now I feel like I really have played a big part in our efforts here in Afghanistan.
From what I've been able to, and whom I've been able to speak with among the New Mexico Guardsmen, it's like your story is not unique. A lot of guys seem to have come in the middle of their life to just experience this. So you're glad you've done this.
Absolutely. I would not have it any other way. It's been very rewarding. And this time of my life, being 38 years old and having a full career already, you know, this is something that I can really look back on and say that I did my part.
Are you ready for the transition? Because you've obviously made a transition just coming from Eddy to Dwyer, so you kind of unwind a little bit. Are you ready for this transition to go back home?
I don't know if I'm ready for it. I'm actually very apprehensive of my time going home. You know, I want to get out of here, that's for sure. But when I get home, I can almost guarantee that I'm going to miss the mission. And I'm not sure how I'm going to fill that void once I get home.
I think we all have that feeling. I just left Eddy today, and I was talking with your coworker, Sergeant Bowling, and he said, we go, but the mission goes on.
Yes, exactly. You know, and we're all going to be back home, and we're all going to be listening to stories that are going on here, you know, whether good or bad, and we are all going to wish that we were still here to be doing our part in it.
Where do you think you'll be in 10 years?
I hope to be retired from law enforcement, retired from the Guard, and I hope to be golfing.
Very good. I really appreciate you spending time to chat with me on such short notice here at on the night shift here at Camp Dwyer, but I wish you all the best and thank you for what you've been doing, and wish you a lot of fun when you get home.
Thank you, and I appreciate this opportunity to be able to say a little bit about myself.
And we're neighbors, so you're in Rio Rancho, I'm on the west side of Albuquerque, so we're just going to have to get together, probably at El Pinto Restaurant. What do you think?
I would look forward to it, definitely.
Right. Very good. This is Jim Speary, March 26, 2012, Camp Dwyer, Afghanistan.